VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Imagine this. It's dark at night. Let's say it's 1 a.m. You're lying in bed, tossing and turning. You can't fall asleep. What do you usually think about? Some people think about their plans for today. Some people think about what happened yesterday. Some might imagine being a big star performing on stage. What kind of people are you? For me, I usually think about questions that have no answers. Philosophical kind of questions such as, do we really exist? What's there before the universe existed? Or what's at the end of the universe? Today's video might give some answers to the ones who are wondering. If you want to know, go watch it. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. Since the Big Bang says that our early universe was a very hot place that eventually cooled down, there should be leftover radiation. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. Since the Big Bang says that our early universe was a very hot place that eventually cooled down, there should be leftover radiation. 好，这就是今天的句子。今天的句子不长也不难，但是今天的讲者念得非常的快，所以大家也要多练习。好，接下来我们来看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先 ，since 的那个 in 的鼻音记得要发出来，要发清楚。Since the Big Bang says that our early 前面那个 ear 不要被它骗了，它不会念 ear， 它只有 r 的音而已。Early universe 可以分音节念，第一个 u 念 u 的音，那后面加上 ni uni。再来 ，ver 那个 er 记得要卷舌 ，universe 后面加上 se，universe was a very hot place。那那个 er 呢？你可以念 er， 也可以念 a， 但是今天那个讲者念 a， 所以我们今天就念 a 吧。Was a very hot place that eventually 也可以分音节念，第一个 e 呢念 e 的音，第二个 en 呢是在一起的，会念 n 的音 ，event 再来那个 t 会有。那个注音七的音 ，eventual 加上后面那个 ，eventual 最后加上 ly，eventually， 再来 cool down 的那个 cooled 后面有 ed， 因为它是过去式，但是呢，因为后面有 down， 所以两个字就连在一起了 ，cool down。There should be leftover. Leftover 它是一个字，但是它的那个 left 跟 over 是两个字，所以呢，它听起来就会像是一个有连音的两个字。OK， 但它其实拼字拼法它是拼在一起的。Leftover， 再来 radiation 的第一个 a 念 a 的音，那第二个也是念 a 的音，但它前面有 i， 所以记得要把 i 跟 a 连在一起。Radiation。好，接下来我们把这句话再来念一遍。Since the Big Bang says that our early universe was a very hot place that eventually cooled down, there should be leftover radiation. Okay guys, now it's time for today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is cool down. Cool down. Cool down 是一个片语，它的意思呢是使冷却下来，使降温，或者是使凉快下来。For example,Here is your coffee. Careful, it's hot. You better wait for it to cool down before you drink. 这是你的咖啡，小心它很烫哦，你最好等它凉一点再喝。再来，我们来看下一个单字 ，universe。Universe 是名词，意思是宇宙或是天地万物或是万象。For example, you are not the only one in this universe. Stop being so self-centered.你不是这宇宙上唯一的人，不要再这么以自我为中心了。那这个 universe 当然不只是一定是只能用在宇宙，就是那个真正的宇宙。你也可以像中文一样会说你是我的全部，你是我的宇宙一样，你也可以讲 you are my universe， 它也可以拿来打比方。 好，再来我们来看下一个单字 leftover。leftover。leftover 是形容词，意思是剩下的或是留下的。For example, after making my dress, I made my sister a shirt from the leftover material. 做了我的裙子之后，我用剩下的布料帮妹妹做了一件上衣。这只是一个例句啦，我没有这么贤惠。那 leftover 如果加上一个 s 的话 ，leftovers。Leftovers 的话呢，它也是名词，意思呢就是指剩饭或者是剩菜，也就是说它如果加上 s 的话，它也是指剩下的东西，但是它只能指剩下的食物。For example, we still have some leftovers in the fridge from last night. You can heat it up if you're hungry. 冰箱里还有一些昨晚的剩菜，如果你饿的话可以热来吃。再来下一个单字 ，radiation， radiation。Radiation 是名词，意思是光或热的辐射或是辐射能。For example, my mom always tells me to stand away from the microwave to avoid exposure to radiation. 我妈妈一直告诉我要站离微波炉才能避免被辐射照到。那 radiation 的动词形式呢是 radiate。radiate。radiate 有两种意思。第一个呢是使热或光辐射、放射或发散的意思，那第二个是衍生出来的意思，它有流露、显示或焕发的意思。For example, a beam of yellow light radiated from the lighthouse far away. 这里的 radiate 呢就是第一种意思，就是放射。 OK, 那第二个例句， Warm energy radiates from her. It makes people want to be with her.它散发出温暖的能量，这让大家都想跟它在一起。那这边的 radiate 呢，就是指焕发或者是散发的意思。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave a comment. Tell me, what do you think about at night when you can't sleep? Share your story. And of course, don't forget to leave a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.